AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Kamala Harris's running mate will introduce himself tonight to Americans who may never heard of him 2 weeks ago. Sagar Magani has a preview.
Tim Walz is Minnesota's governor and a former congressman, but earlier this month was relatively obscure. Now,
happy Walz Wednesday.
Walz will speak in prime time at the Democratic convention with a chance to tell America just who he is.
A school teacher, a football coach.
And a self-described Midwest dad. Campaign spokesman Michael Tyler and Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear are excited.
I love Tim Walz.
The 60-year-old Walz is in his second term as governor, and Beshear says his friend has worked wonders.
He brought Minnesota to the lowest unemployment rate of any state in recorded history.
But Walz has also faced questions about embellishing his background, from his military service to his family's fertility struggles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Labor Department's issued revised numbers showing the economy added 818,000 fewer jobs over the past year than originally reported. Jennifer King has more.
The revision is intended to account for new companies and ones going out of business. Hardest hit were professional and business services, as well as hospitality and leisure.
Former President Trump jumped on the news at a campaign appearance in North Carolina.
818,000 jobs that don't exist. So they said they existed, and they never did exist. They built them up so that they could say what a wonderful job they're doing.
It was Trump's first outdoor rally since last month's assassination attempt, and he spoke from behind bulletproof glass. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has scheduled a speech for Friday amid speculation he's ending his independent presidential bid and might throw his support to Trump. Brazil's imposing restrictions on the entry of some foreign citizens from Asia seeking refuge there as a means to migrate to the U.S. and Canada. This is AP News. In Brazil, flying kites is proving dangerous. Donna Warder explains.
Kite fighting is practiced. The kites have razor-sharp lines, and the goal is to slash an opponent's line, ripping their kite from the sky. But the sharp lines have caused horrific injuries and even deaths. Kelly Cristina da Silva's son, Kevin Pedro, was killed when a razor-sharp kite string floated across a road and sliced him in the neck as he was riding his motorcycle.
A vida do meu filho.
His mom says her son's life was destroyed by a game. She says, something that destroys people's lives cannot be treated as a game. Sharp kite lines already are outlawed in some congested areas of Brazil, including Rio, but a bill moving through Brazil's Congress would prohibit the manufacture, sale, and use of razor-sharp lines nationwide. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.